Guys, if you'd like to take your seats. We have a special treat this morning. We've got a dynamic duo, which is where we have two dynamic speakers, and they are dynamic this morning. We're very blessed because both have been pastors in their own rights, in their own churches. So I'm going to introduce you to Chris, first of all. Chris, would you like to come and join us? Chris has been ministering in Tiverton for many, many years, and her and Peter have joined us now, and she's just going to share a little bit this morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. And if you're not a mother, happy Mother's Day, because we need you as well. How many of you have passed a display outside the church? What does it say? Pardon? Try praying. And this is what I want to, I thought, Lord, what will I put as the heading? Try praying. It's the most important thing a mother can do. And I wanted us to look at Samuel and Hannah. You know, mothers, realize this, that your children are God's gift to us as mothers, as a heritage. It's our future. It's our future. So I'm going to ask if they can manage to put up the first picture. If they've lost it, it doesn't matter. Hannah. She was praying in the scripture. Thank you. Sound too loud. Hannah was praying. She was in desperation. The scriptures tell us in 1 Samuel 9 that she was a praying mother. And here we've got a picture of some praying mothers. But Hannah had a different situation. We've actually prayed about a situation this morning. Some women cannot have never been able to bear children, and they long to have a child. I've prayed over people like that, and I've seen 9 months later a child is born. God is interested. And I want to take you to a place where Hannah was. They lived out in the mountains, and every year they came in to worship. Notice, they came in to worship. That was their special day, but they worshipped at home as well. And she was the first wife. They had two wives in those days, poor men. The first wife was the most important one. The second one came along when the wife couldn't have a male child. And that is why. Because there was an importance in their culture that a male child should be born. And here we have Hannah. And what did Hannah do? In her desperation, she couldn't have a child. What did she do? It drove her to prayer. It drove her to prayer. It drove her to a reckless prayer. Absolutely reckless prayer. Weeping before the Lord. She begged God to give her a son. Begged him. Have you ever been to that situation? Oh, God, help me. I have. She was begging God to give her a son. Hannah had to fight for her destiny. She had to fight for it. She had such an ache in her heart. I want a child so much. She was being persecuted. She's been ridiculed because in her culture, not to have a child, it was wrong. So she was getting pushed away. She felt inadequate. Her heart was aching because she wanted to give her husband that male child, but it wasn't possible. She had to fight battles. Thank you, Josh, for that word this morning. You know, she had to fight the battles, and Hannah had got to the place, like that word came from the Lord this morning, that she stood there. And it was like the last one knock and she would be out. She could take no more. She was a social disgrace. You can't have any children. Hannah, as a person, was not going to let go. 1 Samuel 15. I'm leaving you to find a lot of the scriptures yourself. 1 Samuel 15. she poured out her heart. But not only her heart, she poured out her soul. She fought with tears. She had passion in her prayer. She had faith, and she cried out to her father. And you know, you can read about this one, this part here, and it really is quite heart-wrenching when you see it. It said that Hannah, her husband would give her a double portion of everything because he loved her, but he could not understand why God had closed her womb. And her rival provoked her severely to make her miserable because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year. If I tell you, her opponent had 10 children. Hannah had none. How long does it take for a baby to be born? 9 months. 10 children. And she persecuted Hannah. How do you think Hannah felt? How do you think Hannah felt? She felt terrible. And she did what she would. She went up to the temple. And what did she do? She went to the house of the Lord. She got before the Lord. And she provoked, and this woman provoked her. But Hannah went to the Lord. And her husband said this to her. Why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better than 10 sons? Am I not better? And that's what the Lord's saying to you today. Am I not better? Come on, mothers. Am I not better? But what she did, and you've got to be very careful when you make a vow before the Lord. She vowed before the Lord. She said, Lord, if you give me this child, she was very specific, I'm asking for a male child. Remember, she's weeping bitterly before the Lord. And she's saying, give me a male child, Lord. If you do that for me, I will give my child to you all the days of his life. Now, in those days, you got to realize when they wean, they could be between the ages of 3 and 9. I say to you mothers, how can you, a baby's born, we know the joy of it, the fathers know the joy of it, and you're holding that child, and she said, his name's Samuel, because the Lord's given him to me. And she remembered her vow. Think of all those years. She brought that child up. She loved, she laughed, she cried with that child. And then the time came. We're not sure what age Samuel was. But when the time was right, they said he was little. It tells you in the word he was little. But she kept her word. The time came. How did she feel on that journey, on the day that she had to go that walk? I'm going to give away my son. I promised the Lord I'm giving him back. And she made her way to the temple. And her husband was in agreement with her, which was good. And she gave that boy back to the Lord because her destiny was to have that child. And do you know what's even more special about that destiny? Her son was the one who anointed Saul. Her son was the one that spoke into David's life. God used that boy. So God did bless her. She had 3 sons and 2 daughters. But I love chapter 2. Just like Mary did, magnify the Lord and exalt his name together. When she left that child in the temple, this is what she started to sing. My heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. I smile at my enemies because I rejoice in your salvation. Isn't that amazing? You know, mothers, I won't belong to that. Mothers, you know this. We must learn to pray. Ladies, learn to pray. Not God bless me, God bless my family. You have got to be women who get down on your knees and you cry before the throne of God for your children. We have got to learn to pray effectively. Not just God bless me, God bless you, and amen, and goodbye. Pray fervently, confidently. Pray for God's destiny to be fulfilled over your children. Oh, but my children have backslidden. Mine have. But I still pray that their destiny that we prayed and we gave them to God that day will come to pass. They will come back. God will fulfill it. But one thing it stops it, don't hold resentment in your heart. There is mothers here who will have been so deeply hurt with their children. Forgive them. Love them. You've just got to go back to God and say, please help me. Please help me. And I just want to finish with Proverbs 22, verse 6. Direct your children onto the right path. And when they are older, they will not leave. Mothers, has your child, grandmothers, has your grandchildren, have they seen you on your knees praying? Have they come alongside you? You are the one who spends more time with the children than anyone else. Longer than they're here, longer when they're at school. You spend most of the time. Mother, set the example. Be on your knees. Show your children what it's like to be prostrate before the Lord. Because God will hear your prayers and He will answer you. You have got to stand and you've got to be aware of His word in your life. There's a whole lot more to that, but just I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, church. Ladies, we have a job to do. You are spiritual mothers in this church. I would like you, and I haven't asked permission for this, to go to Josh and ask him for a name, just the first name of one of the young people. Go to our new pastor there, ask for a name of one person and pray every day. Pray God's word into that child. You may not know who it is, but you pray and you pray and you pray that that child gets into the destiny that God created them for. Amen.